Bill Gates all of a sudden coming out of hiding. Get the heck out of here, bro. And then I'm gonna play the second one. All right. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel.
I have to acknowledge,
turn on your notifications.
The elephant in the room at this moment. Mm. Your ex-husband, Bill, is named in the newest tranche of Epstein files. And yep. There are a new alleged details about his past behavior. And I want to give you the opportunity to respond in whatever way you want to.
Well, let me say this. I think we're having a reckoning as a society, right? No girl should ever be put in the situation that they were put in by Epstein and whatever was going on with all of the various people around him. No girl. I mean, it's beyond heartbreaking, right? I remember being those ages, those girls were. I remember my daughters being those ages, right? So for me, it's personally hard whenever those details come up, right? Because brings back memories of some very, very painful times in my marriage. But I have moved on from that. I purposely pushed it away and I moved on. I'm in a really unexpected, beautiful place in my life. So whatever questions remain there of what I can't even begin to know all of it, those questions are for those people and for even my ex-husband. They need to answer to those things, not me.
Well,
so she clearly is throwing him under the bus, and she's in so many words insinuating that he was involved with Jeffrey Epstein. And it wasn't just casual, but let's continue.
I am so happy to be away from all the muck that was there.
I have to put more words to the muck for context for our listeners. The emails in the files suggest that Bill Gates had additional affairs and that he tried to get medication to treat a sexually transmitted infection and that he was going to give you the medicine without you knowing. His representative has said all of this is false. It is not on you to have to respond to the details of that alleged behavior. But I wonder what your dominant emotion is when you read these news articles with these details.
Sad. Just unbelievable sadness. Unbelievable sadness, right? And again, I'm able to take my own sadness and look at those young girls and say, my God, how did they... how did that happen to
these
girls, right?
Yes,
and so for me, it's just sadness, for, you know, I left my marriage. I had to leave my marriage. I wanted to leave my marriage. I had to leave I felt I needed to eventually leave the foundation. So it's just sad. That's the truth, right? And it's kind of like, at least for me, I've been able to move on in life. And I hope there's some justice for those now women, right? We see them standing up in front of microphones in D.C., what they went through is just unimaginable, I think.
ABJ's wise and strong. I'm so used to saying wise, strong, and smooth. ABJ says, I had to close that window that was behind me, says, how long ago did this happen? How long ago did what happen? Did she do the interview? She just did the interview yesterday. This dropped yesterday, right? Immediately people caught on. I just so happened to be Googling it during the Millionaire Morning Show. And she said yesterday, so two things was insinuated in this clip. I didn't even see anything like it was a long interview or anything, but she basically was asked first about her husband getting caught up in this whole Epstein thing and all of these files coming out. And she basically saying that that was one of the reasons she insinuated that that was the direct reason why she got divorced. Then the interviewer asked her again, cause I want to bring y'all up to speed on what's going on. The interviewer asked her again, you know, what she felt about documentation saying that he caught an STD. A lot of people saying it was from a Russian stripper. I don't know anything about that. And that he wanted to give her medicine and medication prior to her even knowing that he had caught an STD, because apparently he had gave it to her too. And he was trying to give it to her without her knowledge. And she didn't deny either one of them. She did not deny either one of them. She practically confirmed it. Practically confirmed it. That's crazy. That's crazy. I don't understand that. But so Bill Gates appeared, I believe, on like an Australian broadcast or something like that. And he was asked questions, I believe, intentionally, because he was there speaking about science and how he's still planning on giving away over the next 20 years all of his fortune and how he's dedicated to humanity and all of this stuff. And in the midst of this interview, he was asked about the whole Epstein situation after Melinda Gates just did a whole thing about it and had her whole say. So this is what Bill Gates had to say about the whole thing.
Under that issue of trust brings me to Jeffrey Epstein. I want to know what your relationship with him was.
Yeah, I met Jeffrey in 2011. So over a period of 3 years, I had a number of dinners with him. Mm-hmm. The focus was always, he knew a lot of very rich people, and he was saying he could get them to give money to global health. You know, in retrospect, that was a dead end, and I've said many times, but I'll say again, I was foolish to spend time with him. I was one of many people who regret ever knowing him.
You've no doubt seen the allegations, including some of them from the last 24 to 48 hours. Are they true?
No. Apparently, Jeffrey wrote an email to himself. That email was never sent. The email is, false.
I'll read this.
So I don't know what his thinking was there. You know, was he trying to attack me in some way? But, you know, it just reminds me, you know, every minute I spent with him, I regret and I, you know, apologize that I did that.
The problem is some of the things that he has sent and some of the information about other people that has come up in those files has been true. Why would he do this and say this about you, do you think?
You know, it's factually true that I was only at dinners. You know, I never went to the island. I never met any women. And so, you know, the more that comes out, the more clear it'll be that although the time was a mistake, it had nothing to do with that kind of behavior.
Is it frustrating to you, given what you've said, that this is now happening?
Not really. I mean, people should, you know, hold people who are successful to a very high bar. And so, you know, it's as these documents come out, they're going to be closely scrutinized.
Okay.
I am heavy on never convicting people in a court of public opinion, considering if they are being arrested, if they are public figures. I think that a lot of times people don't get enough benefit of the doubt, and we automatically jump to conclusions and we start throwing people under the bus. Now, with that being said, I'm going to make a special exception today. I don't personally believe this nigga, not one bit. I don't. With all of the money and all of the intellect and all of the research and all of the things that he's funding, and listen, if he's doing all of these great things for the world, God bless him. God bless him. But let me tell you something. I don't believe this nigga not one time. You know how we say don't believe women, prove it? Like, you know, I don't believe all women. Why are they saying that? This is the one exception that I'm going to make. This is the one exception that I'm going to make. Terrible People Podcast says he handled it perfectly, but he didn't. But he didn't. You know the perfect way to handle this? You know what the perfect way to handle this was? Think about this for a second. This is Bill Gates. Arguably, over the last 40 plus years, Bill Gates has been one of the most, if not the most, arguably famous person on the face of the earth. I'm not talking about basketball famous. I'm not talking about rap star famous. I'm not talking about country singer famous. I'm talking about Bill Gates is synonymous with the very devices that we use in some capacity. Very rare. You can't find anybody in the United States of America that is not using a Bill Gates device in some capacity. Even if you're an Apple person, you've used Microsoft Word. OneDrive, PowerPoint, spreadsheets. ChatGPT, Microsoft is invested in ChatGPT. In some way, shape, or form, you, your child, in the school that they in, using a PC, anything. At some point, you're using a product that he is the grandfather of. In some way, shape, or form. There's no way for us to get around it in order for us to exist in a technologically advanced world. Xbox Live, correct. LinkedIn. If you have a LinkedIn profile, LinkedIn is owned by Microsoft. In some way, shape, or form, you are using a... Matter of fact, Microsoft and Bill Gates was one of the investors in Apple and giving him the lifeline, the financial lifeline, in order for him to come back and change the company around. Even if you're an Apple fan and you're using only Macs and iPhones and stuff, you are in some way, shape, or form attached to a Microsoft product. So when you think about that, when you think about that for a second, right? He is arguably one of the most impactful and innovative people on the face of this earth still alive right now. This is just the facts. This is not my opinion. This is not how I feel about him. It's the facts, right? Are you telling me? Because I know that he is probably has people around him, all around him, that's vetting people. Probably got people trying to figure out who people and people were. And see, this is the difficulty with men. You want to know what the difficulty with men is? I'm going to show you the difficulty with men. The interesting thing about men is we are the smartest, most innovative. I'm not talking about women. I'm talking about men. We are the smartest, most innovative people on the face of this earth until we pull our dick out. I have seen some of the greatest people build some of the most phenomenal empires. And for whatever reason, they forget to do all of the precautions and go through all of the right things when they pull their dick out. Nigga, how you catch a STD and you build fucking gates? The fuck is you talking about? Nigga, you should have had hoes vetted, tested, and ready to go if you just wanted to live a crazy lifestyle. It is. It's the only weapon that they have. It's the only weapon that they have. And in these cases, what's being alleged is that these people were pulling their dicks out for little girls and little boys. Little girls and little boys. That's what's being alleged, right? If you're telling me that people are able to get close to Bill Gates and he's not vetting them out, he didn't ask a friend of a friend, hey, man, who is this Epstein guy that everybody keep kicking in the way? And he just went to Epstein was able to get a dinner with Bill Gates just off a GP. Hey, man, listen, contact Bill. Tell him I want to get a dinner. Hey, Bill. Yes, Epstein. I want to try to find philanthropic donors. And he had several dinners with him, never went to an island, never did anything. And he just so happened to burn both ends of the candle and figure out, you know, Epstein ain't really going to donate like that. So you know what? I'm going to cut ties with him. Bullshit, bro. Bullshit. Nope, I'm not going for it. Nope, I'm not going for it. I'm not going for it in any way, shape, or form. You are not going to sell me on the idea that Bill Gates just so happened to stumble into multiple dinners with Jeffrey Epstein. His wife just so happens to leave him because of his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, that there's alleged documents and she's jumping on interviews immediately in order to clear herself from him. And she's been under probably a gag order and she had to sign documentation during her divorce. And now, nigga, you just so happen to pop up and start doing interviews and having conversations when you ain't never spoke on this before. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Ain't no way in the world you gonna sell me on that. It would have been more believable, not saying that it was believable, but it would have been more believable if he hadn't ever addressed it. If he had never said nothing, hey man, listen, bro, we got research to do. I ain't thinking about that shit. I'm way above it. Trill Mercy says, I believe she scorned AD. Probably. Don't mean that she ain't also vindictive. Listen, you could be scorned and saying some wild shit that may be partially true at the same time. Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. I think it just popped out of nowhere. He's supposed to be traveling the world putting vaccines and shit together and buying farms and potatoes and digging water wells in Africa, and all of a sudden he pull up trying to talk about that. Get the hell out of here, bro. Ain't no way in the world you're going to sell me on this. And I stand on what I said last night on Room 9. So some of y'all may not have been there during Room 9 yesterday, but I stand on what I said. What I said was, for the type of money that she getting, $76 billion, allegedly more than $70 billion in a divorce, she can take a little burning. You can get something a little curable. Listen. I don't think that any woman should leave a billionaire because he gave you something that's curable. if Bill Gates can't get no leeway, what hope does it have for the rest of humanity? Good God. I stand on that. Listen, I stand on that. Women are getting it for free today. What guys that's in debt. Women are getting it for free today with guys that's in debt. You can't tell me that you can't take something that's cured. You listen, take a little shot, little penicillin. Get that together. Lex, little shot, little penicillin. Little penicillin, we gonna fix that. So he made a mistake. It happens. So wait a minute. Y'all saying that I'm off on this? She allegedly got 70 plus billion, not million, 70. Bro, I know chicks said to take that penicillin shot for 760. Oh, now y'all want to say herpes is not curable. You know what's so funny? When I was doing review videos of people that were saying, I got herpes, let's normalize people that got herpes. It was people in my comments that were saying, oh man, so what? 1/3 of the population allegedly got HSV-1 or whatever. Y'all was all for it when it was a regular little hood rat that was getting on a surfboard and dirty little hoe on the side of the road. But now when I say, oh, Bill Gates can give her a little herp for $76 billion, now y'all want to unnormalize it. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Now y'all want to start having standards. Now you want to start having standards. For 76? Oh, and you can't keep a chick trap shut for 76, 70 plus billion dollars.